other day I was reading this shit. They were talking about how white people.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up.
But there's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling there. I'm just crumbling there.
Ready? Yeah. Yo, what's going on? Hey. Hello, all my stiletto stoners, my conscious cannabis comrades, man. This is Herbox, HERBBOXX.com, hitting you with more news from the cannabis culture. We cover everything, the whole spectrum. So, first time listeners, man, hey, salute to you all. We're coming up on our 1 year anniversary. Yes, yes, we are. We're coming up on 1 year. We'll be in the first week of June sometime. So yeah, man, I'm excited. So been doing it for a year, and I've never done like the other podcasts, say hey, rate me and all that stuff. That's big, and I'm not wanting to beg. I'm figuring like, yo, I'm getting better each and every time. So if you listen back at the first beginning, you know, up to now, it's a progression. You know, we in a new, got new equipment, new computer, still working on mics. I mean, you know, it's a work in progress, man. It's, you know, didn't want to go with the big budget and all that stuff. So we just did it ourselves, me and my man, L. L, tell him how you feel.
Yes, sir. Right now, I'm feeling really good.
Move the mic over so you got to do all that.
I'm good.
See how we doing one mic like the Temptations? Like Steve always say.
I'm just like Nas. That's all I need is one mic. No, I'm doing really good, man. Really good. We are blessed to be here today. Once again, another podcast, another day. Keeping our head above water, going up, not down. Forwards, not backwards. So just wanted to give a condolences to the families of the people, though, out there in Manchester at the Ariana Grande concert, man. They got another supposed act of terrorism, so my heart goes out to them, all the people, everybody affected, man. So
that is fire. That is, now, that's hitting home on so many different levels, because you're going now to a pop star, a singer that's bringing a lot of people. You know, I mean, anytime it was done, but now it's got to be stopped. This has got to be really, got to be stopped. I don't know. I don't know. No salute. I don't understand it. I really don't understand the agenda of
it. It's to spread fear, to weaken the people's faith in the community and government, and to let them know that even though ISIS and a lot of other
Does ISIS want?
ISIS is a terrorist. There's been terrorist organizations around since.
I mean, I understand that, but what do you want to just keep on bombing people?
They want to instill fear in places where they think that it's going to have the most media effect. They want to let us know that we're still out there to spread fear. We're still here.
I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm quite sure, like a lot of people, you know, you've known this has been going on, because it's not here. I mean, we had our big scare at 9/11, right? And so everything that happened last time, when it happened in France, when they was at a concert, a rock concert, and they just went through shooting the crowd, you know, shooting people. And, you know, yeah, that was sad. I don't listen to that particular type of music. It's not, I wouldn't have never been there. Nobody I knew go there. And I mean, that was selfish. And we all think that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure. Now, I don't listen to Ariana Grande, but my daughter does. You see what I'm saying? And then not only that, it's something that, didn't she date Big Sean?
I think at one point, yeah.
Okay, see, so, and then I listened to Big Sean. So, it's now it's getting closer to home. Right, and now you're starting to like, yo, what do you want?
Well,
and
the main effect this attack has on the world globally is that it attacks our most vulnerable people in society, children.
Exactly.
Parents and kids.
Exactly. Right.
They don't care. They don't. All they want to do is instill fear and be terrible.
Right. Exactly. Now it's hitting home to a lot of people. Although it was in England, it was still now. This is an artist that you know of, and you know, and you like, yo, if it can happen there, it can happen somewhere else. You know.
They waited till the concert was over, so people was filing out in the foyer, and they could get the most amount of people they could get. With the blast. So apparently, one of the most possible scenarios is the guy walked in towards the end of the concert, and then as soon as people was coming towards the door, just detonated the bomb, and the crowd of people just walked in at the end, waited till the end. So yeah, but yeah, just wanted, I know that's probably top news right now, that and Trump being overseas in the Middle East trying to talk with Iran and all that.
I mean, of course, he's gonna get a lot of news and a lot of everything stoked up and everything that's going on, man. And it's sad, man. Yeah, we got more. We'll hit y'all with a little bit more news. This one thing, now I will say this one thing, I won't say I'm definitely against driving while high.
You're definitely against.
I'm against. Do not drive.
And I drive drunk.
I'm not a big drinker. This is not a drinking podcast. I'm against that too. Don't get me wrong. I'm against that too.
Why? Because I
think if you're going to the herb, cannabis, weed, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's probably marijuana. If you're going to use it for any pains or ache, so you got, you know, lotion for that or whatever. You got edibles. If you want to smoke, cool. You need to be chill. You need to be in a relaxed place. If you don't need to be going nowhere. You don't have to do, if you're going over friends, they have a designated drive. You just need to be chill. Just relax.
That's one of the reasons why they would probably keep it illegal for as long as they can.
Well, now, I was just saying, now they've just raised over, man, $8.1 million for now, portable breathalyzer for weed. But I don't understand, how can they dictate you high by your breath? What the hell?
The molecules in your breath.
The breath? You got to do a blood. I think I can understand
there's
doing
it. Bloods a, in some of the moisture that comes out of your breath. It's like they can detect alcohol.
We need to get a scientist on it. There's no way.
Just like how you detect alcohol in your system, the molecules that attach to your saliva or the moisture in your saliva when you exhale can be detected.
I don't trust it. And that's what I say. I'm definitely for trying to educate people to
not drive, but I'm
definitely against driving while high. But I'm not with this machine can dictate how high I am.
An hour ago, driving.
Your breath. I don't. Yeah. What if you got bad breath? I don't know. I mean, that takes. I don't know. I don't believe that. I do believe in stopping people from driving drunk, but I'm not going to believe a machine that you can blow in is going to be able to tell you whether you are high. You can raise $8.1 billion all you want to. How about you put
in billion?
$8.1 million. But how about putting half of that in education? Because now Trump has sliced and cut a lot of education, like vocational. Well, they don't call them vocational schools. We use them. They call them CTEs, I think, career training.
Yes.
Something like that. And so they're cutting that. So the main people that's going to benefit from that, everybody's not going to go to college, you know, and do and whatnot. So you can put a little bit of money. So what I'm saying all that to say is that the money you're raising for this little portable machine to go around and test the breath, which I don't believe in, you can go with education and teach kids, hey, start young about not smoking. Now you got to include not drinking and driving, not smoking while I drive, not texting while I drive. Let's get all three of them involved. Because I do believe the texting, is probably on the top of the list. It's causing more
accidents
than drinking and driving. Then now marijuana is creeping up there somehow. You're getting more, but you don't know how many. You don't know. Like the guy who was in New York who just jumped on the curve and said, "Oh, I just smoked a joint," and he just ran over those people. Hey, come on now. See, that's why I'm thinking. Like, it had to be more. So, well, then they don't know if it was laced more with PCP or laced with something else. But the first thing, they holler marijuana, and I don't think, because then people say, see there, that's what that marijuana make you do crazy stuff. You see what I'm saying? And come to find, it was more than just marijuana that he was taking. So that's what I'm saying. Let's get to the education and tell people, yo, if you're going to do it at home, chill. You know what? That's why they need lounges and bars where you can just smoke. You got to designate, get Uber, Lyft, and take your ass home. Yeah. You know? I mean, basically be at your house. If you grow your own, speaking later on episodes, we're going to have some grow tips. Grow your own and be at your own house. That's why I advise me and people do not drive with it. I just, you know, because it just costs too much getting jammed up with it and all that stuff. It's not worth it anyway. But, now, what I do like is we had the episode about being a caregiver here on magazine. There was in Florida, there are more retired Floridians. That's what y'all call yourselves, right? Floridians? Floridians?
Yeah, yeah. Something
huh?
Like that. Yeah.
Before, whatever. There are more retired older people that are using marijuana now, the marijuana lotions, the edibles. Boom, that's what I'm seeing. As you get older, man, you get these aches and cramps and all this stuff, and boom, you know, take you something, get yourself right. Your mother, your father, your auntie, grandmother, something. You know, I'm not telling you to make them smoke anything, but you do have the lotions and whatnot. Matter of fact, I got a lotion. You see the lotion right there?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
The hemp one?
Huh?
The hemp.
It's a hemp, but with that little bottle, cannabis lotion right there.
Oh, a little small
spray
bottle kind
of. Right. So that was the day I put a little bit on my hamstring, eased up, went bike riding the other day.
What?
Felt good. Yeah, did the whole White Rock Lake. It's about 9. They said 10 to 9, so I'm gonna go on the 9. I'm going to go on the 9. I did it in 1 hour and 15 minutes. Not bad. I was 17, well, 12, between 12 and 15, because I checked it, but I waited a while until I checked, so I don't know how long it was. I started at 11:55, and it was 1:13 when I was done. So give or take.
So it actually helps.
Well, I mean, it just loosened me up afterwards. I was tired, super tight, sitting on that seat, man. Golly.
Oh, you into the bike ride?
Man, I need to find, I wanted to have any bike seats that's normal, man. Bike seats be killing you.
They're made for speed and long distances.
But the bikes, like, man, like, I was...
You can get bike seats, though. Look on Amazon.
There's got to be a little bit.
Amazon.
You know, cycling is pretty cool, man, because, like, you're riding, you're still getting a nice workout, but you get to see the scenery. Like, I didn't ever get a chance to see some of the scenery of White Rock. Is real nice. Like, man, you know, you kind of find yourself looking, but then you hear somebody say, on your left, and you're like, oh, so let me pay attention to this road, you know? Like, yo, let me watch out. Yeah, hold on, let me pay attention. But it was a nice day the other day, so that was good. What else I seen in the news? Oh, can you believe this? I'm going to name four things, and you tell me. You got cannabis, Girl Scout cookies, tequila, and the sex pill. What is that?
Viagra.
Yeah. Well, as you see, I don't need that. Yeah. But Viagra. Out of those four, who you think is the top seller?
Tequila.
Okay, I'm gonna say the four again. Tequila, Viagra, Girl Scout cookies, and cannabis. Cannabis just nudged out. Viagra was number two. Tequila number three, and Girl Scout Cook.
Number one. Oh, okay.
Girl Scout Cook is number four. And girls, but they be pimping them girls. Them girl, they hit you at that doggone grocery store, don't they? That and the all time Walmart.
Some scout master just got caught. They gave them like $20,000 worth of cookies on consignment. And they like never gave the money back for them.
What?
They gave them some work. And they couldn't pay the connect back for the cookies. Like, for real. This just happened like last week.
No, is that right? I'm not girls or the scoutmaster?
Like the adult, the scoutmaster, like the parent or I guess the scoutmaster.
Stole the money.
Was supposed to take like some odd thousand, $20,000 worth of cookies and sell them and then give the money back or give a certain percentage back, but they haven't got anything back. So either she sold them and then kept all the money, because the money's not for you to make money. Are you supposed to go back to the Girl Scouts, or,
right?
You know, or, you know, at least a good portion of it is, and then but they haven't got nothing. So I think they're looking for them and trying to either get the money back or take it court over it.
Dang. Yeah, man. Anytime with money, it, you know, it's a tempting thing to take. You just got to be strong enough and not even, you know, know what you're doing. But you don't want to be, I don't want to ever say what you wouldn't do, but you want to not fall to that temptation at any time, because it's hard.
The president of South Korea is on trial now.
Oh, that lady?
Yeah.
She gay? I think she gay.
I don't know if she's gay, but her and her best friend though. So like,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, is she gay? Because she's saying best friend, but what is that really?
Not best friends, right?
Is it really, really friends? Seriously?
Yeah, I don't know. But she could face up to life in prison. She wasn't just corruption on a small. It was like there's one of the counts alone. Of money mismanagement was like $50 million, and that was just one of them. And she had been doing it for some years, so they're saying that she is in there. Right now. It's a lot going on there.
Yeah. Well, looks like Vermont might be the next state to legalize. Unfortunately, I'd never be going up there.
Yeah, I will. Go.
But a salute to Vermont. I hope y'all do it. I don't think I'll be doing that one, man. But we're going to come back, man, with a little bit more news, a little bit more grow tips, and we'll hit y'all back after these this little smoke break. So we'll be right back.
Yeah. All you self-promoters are janky. We established like the Yankees. This whole fucking game thankless. We moving militant, but somehow you the one tanking. No limit to where I could take it. And you know me as a crisp bottle sender. Check pick-upper. I thought we looked out for one another. Saw us all as brothers in a struggle, too blessed to be humble. I guess it's different in the city I come from. All of a sudden, I got people showing how much they truly resent me. They hold a meaning to spells envy. They trying to tempt me. The higher I get, the less they accept me. Even had the OGs try and press me. Ha 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 ha. No way out, cause I'm already in it. I'm not attending when I do a show and get a ticket. Good business can clean millions, I got the vision. I been had it since no scrubs and no pigeons. Even back when I wasn't as poppin'. When he told me take a R&B nigga on the road, and I told him no and drew for Kendrick and Rocky. I tried to make the right choices with the world watching. Mike never tried to rap like Pac. Pac never tried to sing like Mike. Those my dad's words to me when I asked him how to make it in life. And I always said my mother gave the greatest advice. Yeah, look at me now, they look at me like the golden child. Can't nobody hold me down, especially not right now. Certain shit is just too wild to reconcile. Take that, no love in their heart, so they fake that. DiCaprio level, the way they play that. Damn, nigga, what is that? You don't hear no songs, they hit my phone like you did that. They even hit my line like where you been at. It's always on some shit like when can I get a favor, or where my bitch at. Like I'm about to tell you where she been at. Costa Correas, I got a kidnap. She ain't sorry and I ain't sorry. It's too late for sorry. Green, white, and red on my body, cause I'm dipped in Ferrari. All she wanna do is get high and listen to Party. She complain, I tell the driver to drop at Barney's. My summer diet is just rosé and calamari. Living life like it's 4 p.m. at the cap. Word to Slim Thug on four swangers in the daps. Shine on my vessel, got my statue in the raps. Ballin' in the mix from here and thereafter. Wrote another chapter by climbing up the ladder. Got glass on the dash, I just hope it don't shatter into pieces. Diamond in the gold and the teeth is. Accent the features. Pants with the creases, prestigious. With that player shit when I play. The bass might knock the bumper off any day. Keep the drink in the tray, put the big by the K. Don't be frontin' on my name, you can't live while I stay. You don't pay what I pay to get the cold bit for late. You probably thinking Lakers, I was talking by state. It's marble on the plate, crustaceans on the way. Got tired of catching shrimp, so I mixed up the bait. I mixed up the batter, then I baked up the cake. I chopped up the slices and scraped off the flake. I'm sorry for the mix-up, man, scraped off the fake. It ain't enough salt that gets tossed to kill my chase. Creeping like a slug in a slab on the slope. But if I do the dance, I can keep up with the bows. The Wraiths, the Raris, the Lex, and the Golds. If you ain't riding foreign, then some shit you can't decode. I hate to be Hasidity, but I gotta be it. Getting green, best show on earth, I gotta see it. If shit was super drastic, we reaching in the dashes. Throw away the throwaway, recycling the plastic. Pay my own way by whatever I imagine. The only time a nigga carry me is in a casket. Straight off the porch, poke my chest out for real. Fill out the wound, probably showing my grill. Sipped on the syrup before I started coughing. Probably hit the south side before I started walking. Knew about eat before I started talking. Balling up my fist, trying to keep these haters off me. Crucifix charm, the only thing that could have crossed me. Lauryn Hill flow, had to kill this track softly. Acrobatic trunk, let it flip and let it thump. From the bass out the jump, that's that Dominique Dawes. Run away with it, who sang with the dance? Olympic gold medal standing up for the cash. I'm itching for the scratch, you would think I had a rash. Bar baby in the deck, had a nigga acting bad. In my crooked plates, all the way to Beltway. The way I do it, H time, you think a nigga stayed. All the way to Dallas, the 15s, you feel it. Jamming Big Tuck, talking Southside the realest. I was born with the gumps, you wouldn't know where to get it. Turn anger into green, you can call me Bill Bixby. Hook with the grind and the hustle's incredible. Order the expensive bottle, even if it's terrible. Dead stock J, well, they ain't even well, but the rhyme show the time and the time like a parable. Practice what I preach, grab the beer for a freak. Let her gobble on my meat till I bust in her cheek. Then it back on the creep, put a fatty in the guala. Groundhog Day, do it all over tomorrow. Might catch a plane and get fly for no reason. Cause some shit you just can't sprinkle for the season. Some shit you just can't like dethrone a kanga, follow me off in the bank. Tie bolt flow, kick that shit like Billy Blanks. Just had a lint brush if I ever would a man. Living life like at 4 p.m. at the Capitol. Word to Slim Thug on four swangers in the daps. Shine on my vessel, got my statue in the raps. Ballin' in the mix from here and there after. Living life like at 4 p.m. at the Capitol. Word to Slim Thug on four swangers in the daps. Shine on my vessel, got my statue in the raps. Ballin' in the mix.
Herbox. H-E-R. Accessories say a lot about a person, and Herbox says that you are exquisite and superior. Cheers!
Yay, all right, back. Break, smoke, whatnot. Shit, so, man, we're gonna hit you with a little grow tips and get out of here. Do a little bit more news, man. The playoffs is on. As you know, I don't even call them playoffs. They running through the, I mean, they sweeping, wop, 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 everybody. Like, this is, I can't say this is good for basketball. This is like, you know what I mean? Like, the season's gonna be over. By time, you know, it's not good, I don't think. But anyway, grow tips, man. Listen, pests is a big problem. All kind of bugs. I was just telling L, I seen this pretty, I don't know what type of beetle it was, man. It was orange. It wasn't a ladybug because it was bigger than a ladybug. But it was, I should have took a picture of it. I didn't have my camera on. But I want to tell you for bugs, what you can do, I mean, you know, there's all kind of neem oil, of course, silica. Of course, we know all that. But sometimes you can get a diversion. I get some sweet pea or something, a strawberry, something that the bugs gonna fly to and leave your other shit alone. You know what I mean? So give them what they want. Just grow something near the good shit and let the bugs go to that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
So deceiver.
Right. Just leave this shit alone over here and go over here. So if you grow in sour diesel, give them some sweet pea. Leave your sour shit alone and give them what they want. You know, in the words of the OJs, got to give the people.
Nice.
Give the people what they want. What's up to Jalen and Jacoby, ESPN. What's up? That's one of my favorite podcasts, too. What up, though? People in the D. Anyway, so that's some of your garden tips real quick, man. Just giving you something thrown out there, man, and keep yourself going. Like I said, man, grow something. I don't care if you want to grow, you know, some mint. That's not hard to do. You can get a thing of mint for $1.49 at your local store, and they got all kind of mint. I got some orange mint out there right now. They got chocolate mint. They got all types of mint. And dig this. You can put it in a nice pot. It's not that hard to grow. Just water it. You don't even have to put a lot of stuff in it. And you know what? Cut off a couple of leaves, put it in some water, get a bag of tea, boom. Make you some sun tea. Bam. Easy as that, man. Like, grow something. But if you don't want to grow that, you know, if you want to step up, go ahead and grow some cannabis. Yo. I'm just saying. Like, I mean, you don't. Why keep, like, yo, man, days are going to getting the weed, man. That's, I don't know. I'm not really with that. It just doesn't make any sense.
And watch the weather.
Yeah, man, I got a bud outside and it's cold. But you know what? See, that's climate change, I guess. What the hell?
But don't be so dependent on the weather that I'm just going to assume.
I didn't have my greenhouse. See, I was, what the hell is talking about, y'all? I was trying to get my grow house. I had to try to make my own little hot house. You know, I got some PVC pipes and whatnot. And man, the wind was just too strong. So before I went and broke down and everything, I just took it apart and I said, okay, let me make it another way. And you know, it didn't come out as well. So you know what I mean, but I have to do something soon because you know it just needs to be done. But nevertheless, anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, if you got a balcony, a backyard, or whatnot, man, grow something. I just advocate on something that you can grow, something you can garden, and you'll find out, man, you're gonna love it. All right, just anything. I don't even plant in your house, man. Airplane plant, it's good for that's another thing you can put in. Well, we'll talk about that. That's the next growing tip. So anyway. Alright, so that's it for the growing tip. Boom boom doom doom doom. And man, we're gonna really sign off. This is a little because we're gonna get to our next episode and I'll let y'all move on. Unless L, you got something?
Man, stay in school, man. Reading is fundamental.
What the hell? Anyway, man. So shit, we're gonna slide on off, man, and we'll hit y'all back probably in 2 or 3 more days, man, with something. So, all right, peace.
Looking on various street corners, I'm sure you've seen it yourself. Standing on the corner is an alleged brother dressed in blue or green, red, and black, and spouting the news that the revolution is coming and you better get ready, sort of like the end of the world is coming. Unfortunately, the world is just going to drag on and on. And we have a poem that we've written particularly for the brothers on the street corners.
Yo, Herbbox, herbboxx.com. Accessories say a lot about a person. And Herbbox says you are exquisite and superior. Peace.
A little bit, dog. know. Want them to hear this one. Loud and clear, right and early. Listen, I don't hate players. I don't love the game. I'm the shot clock, way above the game. To be point blank with you, motherfuck the game. I got all this work on me, I ain't come for play. You can show the little shorties how you pump and fake, but dog, not to death. I'm not impressed, I'm not amused, I'm not confused, I'm not the dude. I'm grown man minutes, I am not in school. Put your hand down, youngin', this is not for you. On my J.O. with Beats by Kanye, yo. My name on the market, your name off the payroll. Style fresh like I'm still a day old. And it's been like that since the day old. I'm on time with a rollie, a Seiko. Step on deck, your neck, do what I say so. Get up or get out, get down or lay low. Standing in the shadow of a fabulous man. Brooklyn nigga, Black I am. That nigga, that dude. Black people, let's move. Shout out to my man Talib Kweli. Yes, we got topper, topper. Shotta, shotta, check it out. Slim nigga to cast the big shadow. Cherokee red to shoot the long arrow. Got more skill, more aim, and more ammo. You can get it all from a big or small barrel like Hail Mary, full of grace. Niggas come in and shoot up the place and make it pull up your face. The deck, I'ma pull out the ace. From the jungles of the Empire State, where ain't no escape. 247-718, and that's like every night, every day. From the place that I settle and stay, to the states I'm collecting my pay. Blast off, then I'm back to the K. Hold it down, so my family straight. Represent in a family way. Pro ball, not for amateur play. Been raw since the amateur stage. Before the press had the cameras raised. Like a long time handling away. You understand it straight? Yes, yeah. Excellence. It's what it is, and that's what it is. See? Ha. Fire! Cause it is deeper, sweeter, richer, crisper. Stronger reception, a sharper picture. Revolve around God and involve with niggas. These elements help evolve my scripture and make most death a classic modern figure. Brooklyn, it don't matter if you holler or whisper. You're coming through clear cause I'm right here with ya. Ain't gotta edit your slang, I got it, I get ya. Yo, brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, the lovers, the leavers, the doubters, believers, the stayers, the quitters, the bitches, the niggas, rebel gorillas, the ghetto civilians. Y'all can feel it from the first to the millionth, it's extra. Ordinary and plain, I walk a thousand paces of light ahead of the game. By the time you get where I'm standing, I'll be gone. Y'all make moves, but y'all just move wrong. I move in and y'all must move on. Cause I move too strong and I know what my feet move for. Make it go without a brand new car. I was fresh without a brand new song. I give a fuck about what brand you are. I'm concerned what type of man you are. What your principles and standards are. You understand me, y'all? Be good to your family, y'all. No matter where your families are, cause everybody need family, y'all. Raise a hand, you understand me, y'all. Everybody need family, y'all. Be good to your families, dawg. Understand. No matter where your families are, everybody need family, dawg. Raise your hands, you understand me, Paul. That's what it is.